So good. This track is Closer to Mine, which is from La Coco, off of her new EP Into the Light. It's a single that came out a wee while ago, but the EP came out on Friday. I'm very lucky to be joined on the airwaves by Gene Rivers. Kia ora, Gene. How's it going?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to talk about this EP, which you had a big part in the production and arranging and writing of, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, it's so good. You guys have really got the sauce or something, because it's just, that song Closer to Mine is so groovy. It just got me kind of, grooving away in my seat, but it's still really nice and chill and like just washes over you, eh?
Mm, oh, thanks for that. Yeah, like really, I mean, it's great to work with La Coco on this project. I think she's an amazing vocalist. So, I think from my perspective, more from a sample based DJ producer kind of production, it was interesting working with a vocalist. But have a lot in common musically. So. Yeah, it was great. It's great to have it out.
It's a matchup that you don't see super often, but I feel like it's really working here of like, an R&B soul, almost kind of gospel vocalist intertwining with that electronica kind of sound. I mean, how did this collaboration come about between the two of you?
It goes back a few years, actually, like when Lococo was doing her early stuff, which was kind of more neo soul, and I was brought in just to speak on an advisory level on the with the producer who was working with her at the time. And yeah, it was like super beautiful. And then I just obviously got to work with her over the years, so we got to meet her and know her, and then eventually start writing. That came about, she just hit me up. She's like, you just need to make me some beats, please. And this would have been I guess shortly after like the whole COVID lockdown thing, and we just started writing songs in my lounge, really. I just on the keyboard, and started with some, you know, Rhodes chords, and then her creative sort of genius took over from there. And yeah, but it's I think I certainly drew on like examples like I guess the Winans who fused, well, when they work with Masters at Work, and it did like essentially a gospel song. Which was like a big dance anthem. I'm sure listeners may be familiar with the song Thank You, that Little Louis Vega remix. Yeah, anyways, that was kind of the inspiration musically. And she hadn't really gone down that path of, you know, soulful kind of deep house venturing, and obviously incorporating her own thing in it. And yeah, so I think it was a fun process.
I mean, how do you go about taking those influences from kind of all around the world and that kind of Detroit sound that you definitely hear as an influence in here? How do you take that and then make it authentic and genuine to both of your experiences as artists?
That's a great question. I think vocally for her, her authenticity is going to come through regardless, but just because she has her own like vocal flavor. So I think it's a more overt creative expression, where I think from an instrumentalist point of view, it's a little more challenging, because I guess I'm drawing on inspiration from, you know, my father and uncles, aunties, and they were all musicians. So I grew up in a musical family. I was exposed to a lot of soul and jazz. And then as a DJ, you know, I spent a good part of 13 years on George FM, and over that time, you know, and leading up to that, you kind of develop a palette in your mind, that in your head, that sounds that you kind of like. And that is, for me, is definitely like, I guess the Rhodes keyboard is a massive part of that. I'm sitting right next to my Rhodes at the moment. So.
Oh, lucky you, you've got a Rhodes.
and then like samplers and, you know, drum machines and turntables, those are kind of like my tools of creation. So it's really difficult, I guess, finding, you know, or defining yourself in a sound that when you don't have the vocal outputs, I suppose. So I guess it's been a little challenging to be honest, in terms of finding, I guess, my own sound within it. But it's definitely sample based, soulful, jazzy. I love house music, but I also love down tempo as well, and that's kind of captured in the EP as well, on the song Can't Tell Me Nothing, which is
beautiful track. Cool. And I mean, it was kind of a trio of you, right? Like creating this EP with Matt Thorburn as well.
Yeah. And Matt is an old friend. Like, we spent a bit of time working together up on KFM years back, and great bass player and amazing DJ as well. And like we just get together and make music for the sake of it, and just for our own personal kind of satisfaction. And then when I started having conversations with Lococo, I just brought Matt in and said, hey, look, man, let's work together on this. And yeah, it was so it was good. It's good to work with Matt as well, because he spent a lot of time away from music and is just sort of coming back to it.
Cool. So Lococo has a real kind of track record of some pretty impressive collaborations, such as Nathan Haynes and At Jazz. Just earlier this month, she was casually on stage at the Power Station with Nathan Haynes. Is this sort of collaboration something that's quite natural to you as well? Was it a bit of a new experience for you guys finding all of that collaboration?
I think, like, in terms of working with with Nathan Haynes in particular, like, I've, you know, having been in the George FM and that whole circle as a DJ, I've known Nathan for a long time, so I guess that collaboration was kind of natural, and that came about via a conversation with Frank Booker. I just sent Booker a few demos, the stuff that I was working on with Lococo, and he flipped out, sent him to Nathan, and that's how the whole collaboration happened, kind of naturally. But it was really important to me too, when working with, you know, coming from South Auckland, but also a lot of my work is based in the inner city, and there's a bit of disconnect between some of the like the scenes. So it was really, really a conscious thing on my behalf for Lococo to be introduced to more producers, and so immediately it was like, so Frank Booker's, you know, she's on his radar immediately. Then, you know, Nathan worked with her, and then through that relationship, you know, his relationship with Ed Jazz, and Ed Jazz is like, I play his records out as a DJ all the time, and so to have a song that I co-wrote with LaToya, working with a musical hero was amazing. And it's great for LaToya too, for Lococo, sorry, to now be like sort of rolling in these circles, because she's the absolute killer vocalist.
Yeah.
To roll on like beautiful big house tunes. She smashes it.
She just like fits in so well. It's meant to be. And it's so cool for her, like you say, kind of bridging those different worlds and scenes, which nowadays can feel so separate. Someone like Nathan Haynes was kind of a big part of how those worlds used to intertwine perhaps a lot more in Tamaki Makaurau with the high street scene and everything. So it's cool
to
be bridging those scenes together a little bit more.
yeah, and nice call on that. Really nice call on that. Like Nathan really, you know, bringing Manuel Bundy and Sunny Sangala back in the day into the whole, like, that whole jazz matez thing from, like, it's a good shout. Like, yeah, good looking out on that one. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, shout out to Nathan Haynes.
Yeah, shout out to Nathan Haynes, an actual legend. Okay, cool. Let's talk a little bit about Follow Me, the remake, because this is the new kind of focus track single, and this is... It was the original single, Follow Me, that was still a collaboration between you and Lococo, yeah?
Yeah. So that was one of two of the original songs that we wrote in my lounge, that first session I spoke of, Follow Me and Into the Light. So that... Yeah, like I said, that ended up in the original, or a original cut, early rough cut demo, ended up with Frank Booker, that ended up with Nathan Haynes. And then we released the original. You know, Lococo was like wanting a radio friendly kind of sort of version. And so that was out, and underway's this whole, another version with Nathan was cooking up, and which we've, you know, we had intentions of being on the album the whole time, or the EP the whole time. So, yeah, it's beautiful to include. And I mean, I think with a lot of artists, there's probably multiple edits of any one song. And I think with that song, there's maybe four or five different versions that like we're considering releasing. And yeah, that's actually cooking something up with Booker. I'll say that much. I can't say too much more than that, other than
Wait, watch the space. Is it just Nathan Haynes on this remake, or is it Frank Booker as well?
Booker's got some, yeah, he's on the drums as well with this one.
Cool.
So it was, we, you know, chucked it over to the boys, and they did their thing. So yeah, it's tasty. Nathan plays a solo in it,
and Joe Captain does some of the arrange some of the keys, right?
Yeah,
cool.
That young master.
Yeah, it's cool to see all of these like young and old legends interacting on a track, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's and this is the thing, you know. I think music is the common ground that we're all sort of sitting on, and whatever background we come from, or age, or demographic. It's like cliche, but hey, music is that language that we share.
Mean. I think that's a beautiful note to end on. Thank you so much, Jen Rivers, for chatting with me about Into the Light, the new EP from Le Coco and all of these wonderful collaborators. We're going to listen to Follow Me, the remake. Thank you, Jean.
Thanks for having me.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Beautiful new track from Lococo. This is Follow Me, the remake, which is a single from Lococo that has been reworked with the help of Frank Booker and Nathan Haynes. Thank you so much, Gene Rivers, for chatting with me about the making of that new EP, Into the Light. Insane lineup of collaborators on that one. Definitely go and check out the full EP. You're 95 BFM Drive. We'll be right back.